Well, happy springtime, DMV. Village, your girl, Poet on WPGC 95.5, home of the Joe Clayette Morning Show. When I tell you that I am excited about Remy Ma, I absolutely mean it. Like, mean it. Talk to Pinky Killicorn earlier. You know we are making this a Women's History Month Melanin Magic Celebration next Thursday at the Fillmore Silver Spring, and I could not do it without my sister from another mister, Remy.
Hi, babe. How are you?
I do, and I cannot wait for next week. I've been trying to figure out what your schedule is going to be because I want to feed you and just love up on you.
I was excited when you told me I'm going to be talking to you today.
Oh, enough mushy stuff. Let's talk about what's going to go down next Thursday at the Fillmore Silver Spring. I saw a little something from your show you did in New York a couple days ago. You had a couple surprises, had a couple folks come through.
I haven't did any shows in New York by myself where I'm the only performance and where, you know, people who are fans of Remy Ma could come out and see me. So we was like, you know, we have to do something for the city. I do a lot of performances out of town and on the road, but in my own city, for some reason, I just never got around to do it. So we booked the Urban Plaza thing, and when I was setting it up, I just wanted it to be different and from what people don't expect. And a lot of times people don't realize, like, when I be talking about my women empowerment or my melanin magic or anything, if I'm passionate about something, like, I really live like that, and that's what I do. So I could have went and got some of the artists that I actually brought out on my set. I could have had them open up for me. I could have had them come out and make this whole big star-studded thing. But I love to give people a chance that I see out here working and going hard. And me being on Love & Hip Hop, you know, I've seen firsthand Bianca, what she does, and Mariah, how bad they want it and how hard they go. And I just think with a lot of the negativity that gets displayed on the show, no one never really gets to see their talent. So as young females and as women in this game, I was like, you know what, I'm going to let them open up and I'm going to let them, you know, give people a chance to see what I see in them when the cameras are not rolling or when they're not capturing just the nonsense and instead focus on their music. So that was my reason for bringing them out and having them open for me. And they both did an amazing job.
Very interesting. And then your performance had some bells and whistles too.
When it came to my part of the performance, I was like, I want this to be like a mini summer jam type experience. Like, this is going to be like Remy Jam. And I get to bring out some of the people that support me and that, you know, whenever I come out with a project, they're hands-on with it. So there was, you know, Designer and May and, you know, Kim, of course, who's like one of my like besties to this day. Like, we, ever since like we linked up, even before the song, like, we just been like creating this really dope bond. And she has her new record out. So I'm like, Kim, you got to come out. You got to do your new record. And it was just so, so dope and so amazing. So that's just like a piece of what you guys are going to get, because I don't get to come to D.C. and perform there that much neither. So I already reached out to my girls at Models Inc., who they're based out of D.C., and they literally know all my music and my routines down pack, and they be killing it in 6-inch heels. So I'm going to have them out there, and we're just going to put on a really dope show for the people. And I might have a couple of surprises from the D.C., Baltimore, Maryland area as well.
I love when we get exclusives. Love it. I'm trying to figure out how you manage all of this. I just heard the word that you're going to be on USA's Queen South. So, touring, now you're getting these acting gigs outside of Queen South, because I want to know a little bit more about your role on that. Should I expect some movie roles? You going to be in Black Panther 2? Because you are killing the game right now.
I hope. I would love to be a superhero of some sort. I've been waiting my whole life to be a black superhero. But definitely, I have a couple of scripts. I have someone actually working on the story of me and my husband, you know, just by ourselves. And that is looking like it's going to be really dope. And we have some really great people who are, what's the word, that are respected in the film industry that are helping us put it together. You know, a lot of people are like, yo, you, Rem and Pabby, I need your own TV show. Or where's the Black Love book? And I'm like, they don't even know we working on this movie. Like, I'm talking Love and Basketball meet the Mackey's Black Love without the basketball part.
Oh, I I love it. I'm going to pause right here and say, I love how y'all love up on each other. Not just in private, because I'm sure y'all do. But when I see those posts that you post to him, here he come in your comments, and here he come with a post to you. Why is it important for you to continuously showcase that kind of Black love? It's not often that people celebrate a husband supporting his wife, because you're really out here moving. And then you also have to refill his energy cup. Plus you're a mom. It's just like, how do you manage it all?
I think that's just one of the things about being a Black woman. And that's part of my melanin magic that goes on. Like, I watch my mom and my grandma and my aunts and just so many strong women that I grew up with. They did way more than me. They had to work, and they had 6, 7 kids, and they didn't have no car and all type of things that was going on. And they managed to pull everything off, you know, marvelously without breaking a sweat, without you even seeing that they was, like, you know, really going through a struggle. You would look out at us from the outside looking in and be like, oh, that's a real well put together family. It wasn't until I got older that I realized some of the things that my grandma or that my mom were actually going through, and that they managed to overcome because they did it so effortlessly and they did it so flawlessly that you didn't even see, you know, the hardships that they were actually going through. So I think a lot of it, that has to do with it. And I feel like with being a mom, because a lot of people, and it's sad, a lot of artists, they don't show that side. They don't want people to see the mom side or the wife side. They just want you to see them as an artist. But at the end of the day, I'm a human being. I'm actually a mom and a wife and all of those other things, a daughter and a sister, before I'm an artist. The artist, that's my job. That's what I do as a profession. I used to, when I first started, it was I'm an artist, and then all that other stuff came second. But after going through everything I went through, I realized, like, I had to rearrange my priorities, because if you're not good at home, and if at home is not taken care of, and you don't have a peace of mind at home, you're not going to be able to perform to the best of your abilities at work. So that's how I managed to do everything. I know it has to be done. That's one. And two, I love doing it. I love making my husband happy. I love when the kids come home and I got them something that they've been asking for, or we go on a trip somewhere, and then I get to leave and I go and I see my fans and I have a great show, or I do a great interview. I love doing that too. So it's I've been blessed to be able to do what I love to make a living and have a great family support system.
And let's talk about it. The official countdown to this release of 7 winters, 6 summers. How excited are you? Like, this is your first solo album in more than a decade. And between Wake Me Up With Kim and now this, I'm just like, can you drop it early? I just, you know.
I'm ready. I'm ready to go. I'm going to be honest to say, I'm really not nervous. I'm not nothing. I'm just ready to go. This is, strangely, only my second solo album ever. I've only had one solo album. Everything else has been either a collaboration with Terror Squad or a collaboration with myself and Fat Joe. So this is my sophomore album. And it's just so me. I don't feel any pressure to where I have to sound like this, or I have to look like this, or I have to act like this, or I have to give people this kind. It's just what is of me and what I feel, what I've been through. And I feel like people who love me for me, and people that are fans of me, mind, even some people that don't know me yet, they'll enjoy it because it's real. I tell people all the time, I don't wake up in the morning and turn into Remy Ma and be like, hey, let me sleep. I got to sleep forward today. No, time to be Remy Ma. Like, no, I wake up and I'm the same person no matter where you see me, no matter what I'm doing, whether it's music, daytime TV, whether it's acting, whether I'm in a supermarket, in a prison cell, wherever I've been throughout my life, I've been able to remain the same person that I am. And that's what you're going to get on this album. And I think that's why a lot of people can relate to it, because it's real. It's not so far-fetched out of this world that, you know, you seem like you can't attain it, or you can't understand what's going on, or that it's not real life.
I will tell you that that's why I love you. You're very authentic to me, very transparent. Thank you. And I feel like you done been through some shit. So if you can make it through all the things that you made it through, getting through tomorrow ain't nothing. So thank you for sharing your stories because they help us navigate ours.
No, and I appreciate you telling me that, because sometimes, you know, you question, like, am I doing the right thing or I'm not this? And I tell people all the time, don't ever question. If you feel in your heart that is right and it's the right thing, like, I felt that's what people needed to see. When you talk about the love and affection that me and my husband do, that's real. We don't make you can't make that up. I've seen people try to do it, and it's so fake, and it comes off as so unauthentic that, you know, they don't even realize there's certain things you can't fake, you can't reenact, you can't make it up. Either it's there and you have it or you don't. And I feel like you need to let people see that, because a lot of things that's happened to me in my past, it was based off of misconceptions or people having the wrong perception of me, of what they thought I was and not what I actually am. So now I'm making my business so people know, I want you to know that I'm intelligent. I want you to know that I'm articulate. I want you to know that I can express myself in different ways and that I go through different emotions and that I may feel like this one day and this another day or look like this one day. I don't ever want people to think something of me, or I don't want to ever project anything out there that will make people think something of me that is not, you know, because sometimes that could be the worst thing. People think they know you, or people think they know what you would say, or they know what you would do, and it's so far from, because you're holding up this fake portrayed image. I want people to see me and be like, oh, they have a great relationship. I aspire to be that. I don't want people to see me and think like, oh, she's available, she's this. And I had people tell me that in my career before, like, no, I don't think you should talk about your relationship. Like, you know, as an artist, you need to seem available, and people need to feel like they can be with you, and they want to look at you like an object. I'm like, and I can't do that if I'm in a happily married relationship. Maybe that's not what I want. Maybe then I'll go for the other side of the coin. I want people to aspire to be like me and to have what I have. And that's just what I've been doing.
Well, I love it. I know you got other interviews and other people, but I was going to have this moment with you. Before I let you go, I tweeted that I'd be talking to you, and I was like, what would you want to know? Two questions. Are you ever coming out with a hairline or a shoe line? Because both of them be on point every day, all day. We need to know.
Thank you. Well, I would, not for nothing, I would love, love, love to have my own shoe line. That's something that I never knew was possible until most recently. It's this girl on IG. She's I am Jennifer Lee. And she's somebody, the girl, she's actually a friend of mine now. She's based out of Toronto, and she started her own shoes. And now she does shoes and purses and furs and all these other cool things. But I just was like, how do you do that? And she was like, girl, I just quit my job one day, and I found somebody, and I put in my designs, and this is what you do. So when I just need the time to do it, like, because I want to be hands-on. I don't want to just say, hey, this is the Remy Ma shoe line, and it's really some designer behind door number one making everything. I want to have full input into it. And as far as the hair, I don't have a hairline yet, but I do have a hair salon. It's in Raleigh, North Carolina, not too far from my store that where I sell women's clothes. And girl, when I tell you that hair stuff, they see, it's serious. They be like, well, how did you have your hair? I'm like, they don't understand. I have a whole room literally dedicated to wigs and units and hair and everything. So I can't even begin to tell you how much I love the hair business, but that is something that I feel like it's too much for me to take on. Like, not that one.
Because Papoose just texted me and was like, ask her about our baby. So I'm going to just be like, get your schedule together, because I'm ready to throw you a whole baby shower. How about that?
You did that? I swear, I wouldn't believe. I believe you. That's been really good. We did two cycles of IVF, and we have two embryos in cryo is waiting to be implanted and become born into this world, and he's super excited. I don't want to know what the sex is, but he knows because he made me let the doctor tell him. So any day now, once I get everything mapped out and laid out, any day now, I'll be hitting you guys with the news about how great everything is going, and if I have a little Remy or a little Papoose with me.
Either way, I am here for the baby shower.
I know he's sitting here next to me, smiling ear to ear, by the way. Wagging his eyebrows, annoying.
Remy, I love you. I cannot wait till March 29th. Fillmore, we taking it over.
I will be there. Make sure you there. I want the whole city. Y'all all got to come out, come rock with me, come have fun with me, and we're going to turn up.
And there you have it. She conceded. She got a reason, and so do you. Be safe, and I'll see you next week.
Bye, Timmy. Talk to you later.
All right, okay, mommy. Bye.
Bye-bye.